It's time for Money for Lunch, where we feed your brain and your business with supersized portions of business and financial news. Now your host, Bert Martinez.
Welcome, welcome. I'm excited. Glad you're here. Really am. Want to say thank you so much for supporting the show. You know, we can now be found on just about every major network, iHeartRadio, obviously iTunes, Spotify, you name it. I think we're on it. And my producer just informed me that we're soon to be available on Pandora for those who love Pandora. All right, let's get started with the quote of the day. What's so fascinating and frustrating and great about life is that you're constantly starting over all the time. And I love that. By Billy Crystal, actor, comedian. What's so fascinating and frustrating and great about life is that you're constantly starting over all the time. And I love that. All right. I am excited to welcome today's guest. Today's guest is Eric Stamps. Eric Stamps is a bankruptcy attorney with the firm of Stamps and Stamps. He is a partner in the firm along with his father. During his 20 years practicing law, Eric has helped thousands of people who were overwhelmed by debt. Eric enjoys helping people get out of debt and on a path to a brighter financial future, and he wants to help you too. Eric Stamps, welcome to Money for Lunch.
Thanks for having me.
You bet. You bet. All right. So I got to ask you, what drew you to bankruptcy law?
I've always been passionate about helping people and also fascinated by finances. So to be able to intertwine the two, it just seemed like the right thing to do.
Yeah. 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 You know what? And I think something that you said there is important, and that is why we do anything, right? I think, you know, there's this, I don't know if it's just peer pressure might not be the right word, but there's this programming out there that says, hey, you go to school and you get a good education and you go after the big house and the big car and the big career. But very few people seldom ever talk about why you do this stuff. And there's so many people out there, Eric, that, you know, that they get the big career, they get the big house, they get the big car, and they're unhappy because they're not doing what they love.
Exactly.
Okay, so let me ask you this. What are some scenarios you see today, you see on a day-to-day basis?
Every day I have people coming in and similar scenarios. You have people whose house is about to be foreclosed on. They're fearful. They're going to be on the street. Their family's going to be on the street. I have people who have the car that's been repossessed. It's about to be sold. People who have been divorced and they can no longer afford the normal basics of life, rent or mortgage, food, etc. People who have had unexpected illness, unexpected accidents that led to major medical bills, and then other people have had either a loss or a reduction in income just out of the blue. So day in and day out, I'm helping people deal with those, getting out of their debt, and getting themselves back into basically a peace of mind.
Yeah, yeah. All right, so let me ask you, because you mentioned a lot of interesting things there. You know, first of all, sooner or later, I think all of us are going to experience something in life that we weren't prepared for. Could be medical, could be, not a job loss, and then not being able to quickly find a job. All these things are part of life. So you mentioned like the car being repoed or the house being foreclosed. How, you know, if that's happening to somebody right now, if they're being overwhelmed with these things, how can a bankruptcy attorney help this?
We can get that stopped. So when we file the bankruptcy case, all those proceedings, whether it's a foreclosure sale or a repossession sale, have to be stopped immediately. And so then they're given an opportunity to repay that debt over a period of up to 5 years so they can catch it current and keep it. as opposed to losing it and then dreading how they're going to be able to get to work, how they're going to be able to find shelter for their kids and family and spouse, et cetera. It's a great opportunity for me to help them and for them to get back to where they want to be financially.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And I think that, again, you can never predict what's going to happen. You're sailing along, life is great, and all of a sudden somebody throws you a monkey wrench and things spiral out of control. All right, so what are some of the things that you do to help people get out of debt and then get their peace of mind back? Walk me through some of the things. You mentioned, obviously, you can stop the foreclosure, you can stop the car being repoed or stuff like that. What are some other things that you're able to do?
I'm going to help them rebuild their credit. So usually when they have a situation where they've got a foreclosure sale, repossession, major medical, or any of these other things we talked about, they're also struggling with their credit score. And when you file the bankruptcy, although immediately it takes a hit, most of my clients start rebuilding instantly or soon thereafter, and they see major jumps and leaps and bounds of higher credit scores after getting rid of the debt. Because one of the main things is debt-to-income ratio that the creditors are looking at when they're trying to loan to you. So for people who are struggling but know they're going to need a car, they're going to need housing or other things like that, they're usually just terrified. Well, if I file this bankruptcy, I'll never be able to get any credit. Quite the opposite. Most creditors find that you're more trustworthy and creditworthy once you've eliminated all the other bad debt that's dragging it down and put yourself in position to get a higher credit score. That then gives them the opportunity to say, yes, you're the type of person we want to lend to.
Sure. Yeah, you know, when you talk about the debt-to-income ratio, yeah, I think somebody who's just been able to eliminate a bunch of debt does become a better risk, right? That makes total sense to me. Now let me ask you this. You've been doing this for over 20 years, and I know that occasionally there are some changes to bankruptcy. It seems like every time there's a new administration, they're tweaking the bankruptcy law. Is bankruptcy, able to help people with all sorts of debt? Are there some debts that are disqualified? Talk about this for a sec.
Most debts are covered. There are some things that are disqualified, the main one being student loans. But even with student loans, I have various things in place that can help them. For a lot of people, I can put them in income-based repayment plans where it's a whole lot less per month. There are other things that we can look at depending on what's going on with their student loans. But overall, those survive the bankruptcy. The other thing would be most taxes. Some older taxes can be discharged in bankruptcy, but the ones that are newer, usually within 3 years old, either have to be paid if you're reorganizing your debt under Chapter 13 or survive the bankruptcy under Chapter 7. But even then, I can walk the person through what needs to be done so that they can get their tax debt under control, because there's usually a very good payment plan available that's reasonable for people.
Sure, sure. And I want to ask you this, again, because you've been doing this for 20 years. I imagine, and you correct me if I'm wrong, I imagine that you've seen just about every walk of life, every type of demographic come through your office, from the very wealthy to the very poor and everything in between. Bankruptcy is something that is for everybody, again, because life changes rapidly for everybody, right?
That's correct. I have college students, and I've had former CEOs who were making lots of money, and then the company closed or decided to go in a different direction, and they were out of employment and just never could find that level of income again. So, and then, of course, everybody in between, people, single household earners, husband and wife, where both are working but just can't cover the bills. And one of the main things, too, that I see is just, unfortunately, most of our high schools just don't cover finances adequately. So most people get out of high school and have no idea what to do with the money when they start getting a paycheck. So then it's important to try to coach them, walk them through that so they can learn how to budget, set up things for the future so that they're not in financial ruin or difficulty years down the road.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I was reading a story, and I want you to confirm this because I thought this was kind of funny. If I'm not mistaken, you had a lady that came into your offices, and she, when you asked her for some documentation, she brought out these documents, and some of these documents were less than clean. They talk about this.
I have lots of funny stories for sure, but that's one of them that definitely takes the cake. So the lady comes in to bring back the documents from the list that I've given her, things like tax returns and pay stubs, and I noticed they, some of them were crinkled up, and she starts to unravel them, and I see that they're dirty. And I've had people bring in other paperwork in the past. Sometimes they have some coffee stain where they put their coffee cup on it or something, but this one was a little different. And she said, I'm so sorry, sir, but I ran out of paper towels, and I had to clean up my dog's meat. And then usually it's difficult to make me speechless, but for a few seconds there, I was a little speechless. I said, well, okay, so those are official papers, so there's not much we can do about it. We're going to have to take them. And the case went smoothly after that, but it was definitely an interesting meeting.
Yeah, I know. I thought that was great. You know, it just goes to show you, even in a crappy situation, you can help them.
Correct.
Oh, that was good. Yeah, I just love that story. And all right, so let me ask you this. I'm going to put you on the spot a little bit. You know, there are a lot of bankruptcy attorneys out there. What separates you from other bankruptcy attorneys in your area?
What I like to tell people is that you can go off some of the things I'm going to tell you, but I think it's important to listen to what other institutes are telling you, bankruptcy and legal institutes, and just to name a couple. The American Jurist Institute has named me one of the top 10 bankruptcy attorneys in all of Ohio, and they never give that honor to more than 10 people each year. So it's been quite an honor for them to do their research and look into me and ask people, ask my clients, et cetera, you know, is this the guy to go to? And they've concluded that I am. So that's a great honor, as well as the American Institute of Legal Counsel and their surveys with past clients, current clients, et cetera. They named me top 10 best bankruptcy attorney based on client satisfaction. So when you've got third parties out there reviewing everybody in the area and concluding that I'm a top 10 in Ohio, and I have my clients from the past and present saying, based on their satisfaction with me, I'm one of the best, I think that's certainly two places to start at. On top of that, I wrote the book on Ohio bankruptcy. The Ohio Bankruptcy Guide is mine. It tells people about the process, and it's important that when you're picking somebody, you pick somebody with knowledge. And who has more knowledge than the author, the one with the authority who wrote the book on it?
Yeah, I like that. I love the fact, yeah, that you wrote the book on it. I think that's great. And I think it does speak volumes today that your past clients rate you so highly. You know, real quick, I want to talk about some of the myths about bankruptcy. You know, there is, you know, this myth that, hey, when you file bankruptcy, they come in and they take everything that isn't nailed down. And that's not true, right? Talk about this myth.
That's absolutely false. And the vast majority of my cases, my clients don't have to turn over anything. There are exemptions in place, and depending on where you're located, I'm in Ohio, so Ohio has a set of exemptions, and it says, as long as your property has this much equity or less, I'll give you an example, real estate for an individual, it's right about $140,000 in equity, and for a couple, right at $280,000. And Ohio's market, There are very few houses that are going to have more equity than that is. And most of the people who would have more equity than that would not be in the position for a bankruptcy. And then you have vehicle exemptions, et cetera. So at the end of the day, almost every one of my clients gets to keep all their property, with very few exceptions. And for those who may be in a position where they have too much equity in a house, I mean, too much, not a house so much, that's occasionally, but more so a car. Occasionally I have someone that comes in and says, hey, my rich uncle just bought me a new car and it was $30,000. What can I do? So what happens in those cases is they still keep the car. They just reorganize their debt under Chapter 13, and then they're paying back, and still, most of the time, they're still only paying a percentage back, and they're not paying any type of interest. So for a lot of people, they're consumed by credit cards and 30% interest rates. So even when they need to reorganize in order to save an asset, they can do so under Chapter 13 and knock off tens of thousands of dollars just in interest payments.
Yeah. And you know what? And you mentioned interest payments. There is a lot, a lot that we as consumers pay on interest. You look at a 30-year mortgage, I believe like the first 10 years alone, all you're doing is paying down interest, or maybe it's the first 20 years. It's a huge amount of time where you're paying on a 30-year mortgage. You're paying pennies on the dollars are going towards the principal, and most of it goes towards the interest. So interest becomes a huge part of all of our debt. All right. So I want to ask you about this. Call it a myth or whatever you want to call it, that sometimes it's just better to pay off your debt than to file bankruptcy. Just kind of, grin and bear it and deal with the debt and event, and just pay it off versus filing bankruptcy. Talk about the pros and the cons about filing bankruptcy versus dealing with the overwhelming debt.
There are multiple facets to that. First of all, you have a lot of people who just aren't capable of paying off their debt. No matter what they do, no matter how many cuts they have for their expenses, there just isn't enough money to pay on that. What I like to do is have people bring in some of their credit card statements, and I just show them the little box that's now required. And it will show what it takes based on minimum payments being made. And sometimes that minimum payment takes 20, 30, or more years in order to pay off. And that's usually just not realistic for people. So the bankruptcy gives them the option to wipe that off, get a clean start, and then reestablish their credit for any credit needs they have in the future. So trying to pay it on their own also causes many problems with people's health. I've written an article on that called Bankruptcy is Good for Your Health, Seriously, and it goes through and talks about different studies that have been done and the amount of stress that's put on somebody because of this overwhelming debt. And the elimination of the debt, I have person after person tell me, I feel like a boulder or a major weight is lifted from me. I can breathe now. I can sleep at night. My relationships are getting better because there's not so much stress involved in them. So trying to deal with it on your own can, for some people, be beneficial and work out. But overall, that would be the exception, not the rule. The rule would be that the bankruptcy, the quick fix, Chapter 7, for most people, is going to allow them to have that peace of mind a lot quicker and get them back to where they need to be. I had a lady in the office not long ago. She literally said, now I can go buy some ice cream. And it sounds maybe like something to us, like, wow, are you kidding? But she was serious, and she was so tight every month trying to pay the debt on her own. She said, I just pay the minimum payment, and I'm never getting anywhere, and I can't even go buy myself an ice cream at Dairy Queen or Cold Stone or anywhere. And when she filed it, that's what she said. She filed the bankruptcy. She said, wow, I feel the breathing room, and I'm going to get some ice cream. And very big in people's lives when they finally can feel like they can do that again. And whether it's ice cream or whether it's just, for some people, it's just getting a Big Mac or maybe a stake or something like that they just couldn't do because all their money was going to paying on this debt that they just weren't even getting anywhere or very little towards principal on.
Sure. Well, you know what? And it sounds kind of funny that, hey, I can finally buy ice cream. But this is obviously somebody that took her debt seriously. She wanted to make sure that she was paying her creditors. And after doing everything that she could to pay off her creditors, she had no money for herself. And you know what? If you're so overwhelmed with debt that you can't treat yourself to an ice cream or a movie, you know, occasionally, then you know, obviously you might need some help there. I want to talk about this because I think this is one of those areas that a lot of people, I call it, you know, they're suffering in silence right now. They're overwhelmed and they're thinking about filing bankruptcy, but they see that filing bankruptcy is somehow a personal failing or, you know, that they're going to be a bad person if they file bankruptcy. Talk about this.
What I try to do is let people know, first of all, I'm here to help you. And I understand this is a difficult time for you. I understand that this can be embarrassing for a lot of people because I've heard it over and over again, hundreds of times. Oh, I'm just so embarrassed. I don't want to do this. And I explain to them that this is a very common process. And this is basically the best thing available. You have about 50,000 annually in my state of Ohio and about 1 million annually throughout the United States being done. So you're not alone. That's the first thing to know. And these laws are in place for this very reason. They understand that there are times when people just aren't going to be able to get out of the hole that they're in. And that the government wants you to be able to get out of that hole. And I was listening to some things here in the last week, and it was explaining that there are some other countries that are just now getting into the idea of having bankruptcy. I think they were talking about Ukraine and Russia and others, and they said it still does not compare to what we have in the United States. This is basically something that you should just feel grateful for, that this is available to you so that you can have that peace of mind and get out of debt. It's nothing to be ashamed of. The other thing to think about is you see in the news regularly, multi-billion dollar companies have to file through bankruptcy. A lot of athletes, a lot of entertainers, Willie Nelson, and just the list goes on and on about people who have made millions and millions of dollars and they still need to file bankruptcy. So when we go to the hearing, you know, nobody's there judging you. They're just there to help, and that's really important to know. And once you do this, you're going to feel so much better. And then anything that you believe that's happened that got you there, it's now best to always look forward. I also tell my clients, look, I can't do anything about the past, but you and I together can make your future better. Let's do it.
Yeah, I like that. You know, I'm glad you brought that up because so many of us get hung up on our past, right? And the reality is a lot of great and famous people have filed bankruptcy. I believe Walt Disney filed bankruptcy like 5 or 6 or 7 times. And, you know, I would certainly trade with the legacy that Disney has left behind, right? There you mentioned entertainers and athletes, and there's just a lot of people that, we call it no fault of their own. Things have happened, and all of a sudden, yeah, they have to file bankruptcy. And I agree with you. What a blessing it is that in our government we can file bankruptcy and get that debt off of us and give us kind of a fresh start, really. You know, it's not available, you know, across the world, as you mentioned. It is something that is just, it is a blessing because all of us, well, I shouldn't say all of us, a lot of us are going to need a fresh start. A lot of us are going to need a what do they call it, a do-over when it comes to our finances, because, again, things happen in life that we can't control. And so I'm glad that you brought that up. And I think that the way that you approach bankruptcy law is wonderful, because you're looking at it as a way of helping people get out of debt and helping them get on the path to a brighter financial future. It's not just, hey, let's file bankruptcy and, you know, whatever, see you later. It's, you know, putting people on a path to financial, to a brighter financial future. That's important, because, you know, that's, again, when I started talking about the why do you do things? Well, that's the reason why, to help some of these people have a brighter financial future. Eric, I want to say thank you so much for stopping by. And if somebody wanted to reach out to you, if somebody wanted to find out more about Eric Stamps and your firm, what's the website for you guys?
It's stampslawoffices.com.
I love it. Pretty simple. Stampslawoffices.com. Eric Stamps, thank you so much for stopping by. Looking forward to having you back again.
Thanks for having me.
You bet. Good stuff there from attorney Eric Stamps. Get out of debt and on a path to brighter financial future. If you have questions, reach out to him. And stampslawoffices.com. Let's share this episode with everyone we know. Let's help everybody we know who might be struggling in silence, who might be suffering, who feeling overwhelmed about debt, and let's have them listen to this episode. As always, my friends, thank you so much for helping us continue to be one of the, most listened to shows out there. Thank you so much for your support. And remember, you were created to succeed.
Tune in Monday through Friday here on Money for Lunch. And check out our website at moneyforlunch.com.